The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates or other inyana yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Tainis Daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara in bottom of Amud Aleph brings a maisa that Abba Chilkiah bar Berei de Chani Hamagol. Abba Chilkiah, the grandson of Chani Hamagol, that Rabbanon would send shluchim to him when they needed him to be mispal for rain. So one time they did that. And the Gemara brings a whole interesting maisa going down to Amud and Amud Beis. He did a lot of things which they couldn't understand. Then afterwards he explained to them everything he did. So one of the things that happened was that he and his wife both went up to the roof. Sakula Igra, Kam Ihu Bechada Zavisa, he stood in one corner, the Ihi Bechada Zavisa, and his wife stood in another corner. Kadam Salak Anani Mehach Gisa, the clouds began to bring rain from the corner, Mehach Zavisa Didvisu, from the corner where his wife was standing. In other words, that her tefillahs were in a skabel before his tefillahs would be in a skabel. So they asked him, what's the reason for that? Why were her tefillahs in a skabel more than his? And he answered, Mishum de'itza shchicha bebeisa, because a woman is found at home, v'yava rifto la'aniye, and she gives bread to aniyim, u'makar v'hanayasa. And the hana that one gets from bread is mekarva. It's very close to the ma'isa nasina. You give the bread, and right away he could sit down and eat. That's what she does. V'hana, but I, on the other hand, yehiv nezuza. I don't give bread because I'm not at home. I'm in the Spanish. I give money. So what could an ani do with money? He has to take the money and buy food or buy ingredients and make the food, and therefore the hana is not so close to the ma'isa nesinus tzedakah. So therefore, she has more tzchuyos than I do. So that's why her tzilus went niskabel before my tzilus would be niskabel. That's what Abba Chilkiah explains why her tzilus was niskabel first. Now, in the Rambam, Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, and also in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Tzedakah, there's a whole list of milas in tzedakah. A person can give tzedakah in many different ways, and some ways are preferable to others. There's a whole seder of which ways are better than others. For example, to give the tzedakah anonymously, when the donor doesn't know where the money's going, and the recipient doesn't know where the money came from, things of that nature, those are milas, those are hidurim, the mitzvah of tzedakah. This halacha that we see from this Gemara, that is a milo of giving tzedakah, when the thing you're giving is more closely connected to the hana that the ani will get, this milo is not brought over there in the Rambam, in the Shulchan Aruch, and as far as I know, in any of the Pesukim. And I don't know why not. It seems to be mefurash in the Gemara without any machlekes, and it's something that's very understandable. That is a mile of a carb and also the ani doesn't have to work so hard. So lachayr tzedava bar in the Gemara. It talks in Hilchos Tzedakah. It talks about giving money. It talks about giving food. But it doesn't say anywhere, as far as I know, that there's a mile that is preferable to give food or another product that the ani needs, as opposed to giving money with which he can purchase it himself. So I don't know why this is not brought to tzorchi. Now there is one place where it is brought, not regarding the regular mitzvah of tzedakah, rather regarding the special meaning that we have for Pesach of Mo'is Chitim, that Rambam says in Siman Tav Chav Tes in Archaim, U'minig liknos chitim l'chalkon la'aniyim l'tzarech Pesach. That it's a minog, comes from the Yerushalmi, it's a minog to buy wheat and distribute it to the aniyim before Pesach so that they should have what to eat. Now, the Mishabura points out in Tzavkot Naland that nowadays the minog is not to give wheat, rather the minog is to give flour. The minig is to give flour, not wheat. And the Mishnah explains, why do we do that? Because if we give flour, the hana is much closer to what we're giving. If we give wheat, he has to first grind it, make flour, and then bake the matzah. If we give flour, he could go make the matzah directly. Now, it's true that the flour is not edible as is, and it's not as much mekarv hanayasa as giving matzah, but it's more makav haniyasa than giving wheat. So why don't we give matzah? So we'll talk about that soon. Blinen. But al kaponim, the Mishabur is bringing out that the maila of kemach is that it's makav haniyasa. Now, this Mishabura has no Sharatzion, does not bring any Makar for what he's saying over here. L'chari, it would seem to be very clear that the Makar of the Mishabura is this Gemara. The words are straight out of the Gemara, Makar v'hanayasa. Although he doesn't mention it, it would seem that this is his Makar. And in fact, there's a Sefer Kadmon called Yisoid Yosef from Rabbi Yosef Yuska from Dubna. This is a Sefer that Reb Itzel, the Shari Oy, writes that this is one of the Musa Sfarim that everybody uses, and it's a Maridika Sefer. And in this Sefer, in Perek Pevov, he writes about the minig of Mois Chitim, and he says, Ukvan Espashet HaMinig HaKosher L'Chalik L'Aniim Chitim L'Tzorech Chagah Pesach. He says the minig is to give Chitim. U'mat Toiv V'Kosher, however, it would be preferable L'Chalik Kemach, to give flour, Shekar Nitchan, which is already ground. Shahana Yosan Kroiva Yoser. The Sochar Godal Yoser. It's a greater Hanan, a greater Sochar for the Nisan. And he brings a Mokar from our Gemara, Kedematzinu, Baba Chilkia, Perakimul the Tainis. And he quotes the whole Gemara over here. The Alkain, he says, if it was, Mama Oid Yosher, Vachosher, Vitoivu, Meshubach, how wonderful and praiseworthy it is, Hecha Shahaminig Lachali Kemach Lanim, that you should give Kemach, the Avsha Hatayach be Yosher al Hagabayimish, Vulkain, even though the Gabayim have to work harder to grind it or to hire somebody to grind it, Hasacha Yosher, it's a great Ischar, Vahalakvar Omru Chazal, Umatzdike Herabim, Kakachovim, Elo Gaboy Tzedoka. So, the Yisayd Yosef is bringing from our Gemara exactly what the Mishabura says, that it's better to give kimcha the pischa, to give flour, rather than giving chita. Okay. So, it's very gishmak that we see this, the halacha of our Gemara is brought by halacha. However, it's not that gishmak, because it's only brought by Mois Chitim, and not by the regular halachas of tzedakah. So again, I don't know why it's not brought in tzedakah, but it is brought over here. But, l'chayru ha'gufa kasha. So if for whatever reason it's not brought in Hilchos Tzedakah, whatever the Yishuv and that is, which I don't know what it is, but why is it that in Mois Chitim it is brought? And the Mishmaru is explaining the meaning of Kimcha Pischa is based on this Gemara. You say Yosef is already saying this earlier. So why is that? Hey Yosef, for whatever reason this halach is not brought in regular Tzedakah, why is it brought by Mois Chitim? So I think we could explain it as follows. Sharatian in Ois Yud says as follows: the Efsher the Mishum Zeh Tiknu Kadmeinenu the Pesach Yoyser Mishari Regalim. The Sharatin is bothered. Why is it that the Chachamim were misaken the Indian of Mois Chitim or Kimcha de Pischa specifically by Chagat Pesach? L'chayre applies by every Yontif. Now the emphasis is that the Taka is a halach every Yontif that one is mechuyev to give tzedakah to make sure that people have what to eat for Yontif and that they could have some plus Yontif. This halach is brought in the Rambam in Hilchos Yontif. And the Rambam says that if a person doesn't do it, so then his Simchas Yontif is not Makubal, it's a Simchas Kresa, he's enjoying having a full stomach, it's not a Simchas Shal Mitzvah. Okay, so there is such halach in all Yom Tov. But Seif Kol Seif is a special minig, Lagabi Pesach. So the Mishabru is asking, why is there any special minig for Pesach? So he says, maybe the reason is because Shuzman Cheirus, it's a Zman of Cheirus, the Yoshevin Mesubin, everybody sits by Seba, the Kol Echad, who ubeisai b'roiv simcha, is a special simcha. So you come to sit by the Seder and be Mesamech and Cheirus. The Cheirus is what? It's not just our own Cheirus, it's Cheirus from the Rebbeinu Shlom. And the Rebbeinu Shlom has other Kindalach, not just us. He has other Avadim. And those Bonim and Avadim are not the Simcha because they don't have what to eat and drink. That's not a Simcha, that's not a Cheirus. So therefore, the Mishabru says that's why Chazal were Mesakin, a special din of Mois Chitim by Pesach as opposed to Adi Yom Tov. Okay. Now, based on this, we could take it one step further and explain that the Maila of Makarba HaNayasa that the Mishabur is bringing over here is specifically said in Mois Chitim, Kimcha LePischa, as opposed to other tzedakah. Now, again, I'm not being Yashiv why the Pesachim don't bring it in other tzedakah. The Gemara says it's Damazayin tzedakah. The Gemara is not talking about Mois Chitim. Okay, but be that as it may, there's a special reason for Makarba HaNayasa in Mois Chitim as opposed to Shaar Tzedakah. What's that? Because the Indian of Mois Chitim is that the Aniyim should also have their Cheirus. It's not just that they should have food, it's that they should be able to present themselves as Bnei Chayrin, but like Mishmur says, Ba'a Seba. And a person cannot be considered a Ben Chayrin if he can't take care of himself. Additionally, even if he can't take care of himself. But if it's very difficult for him to do that, that's not cheristic, that's avdistic. So it's a heder in the mitzvah of Moris Chitim to give it by and it's Makarva Neyasa, thereby saving the ani from having to work so hard to prepare his food. So instead of giving him chitim, which he has to go ahead and grind, you give him kemach, which is one step closer. That's not just making his life simpler. That's being mahadir in the mitzvah of Moish chitim, which gufa is to bring out his chayrus. And his chayrus is that he shouldn't have to work so hard. That's why, even though for whatever reason, the halach is not brought in shahar tzedakah, but in Moish chitim it is brought. That would be a pshat in that. Now let's go a little bit further. It seems that it's a hashtalshalos, the way the minig has come down through the centuries, through time, it has changed. As we already saw, in times of Chazal, it was chitim. They gave wheat, like the Rambam says. Mishabur says, in our time, we give kemach. That's what Mishabur says. But nowadays, in our time, we don't do that either. What do we do? So, in the Kaf HaChayim, he says that the minig Yerushalayim is to give matzah. And the same thing in the Sefer Nahar Mitzrayim, he says the minig in Mitzrayim was to give matzah. Nowadays, at Slaynu, we don't do that. What people do is, they give money. So how do we explain all these different nahagim? So L'chayr the Pshat is very pashut, and the way the Mizmanim says the basic idea, that the focus, the goal, in the midst of Moish Chitim is, as we said, is that the Ani should be able to feel that he's a Ben Chayrin. Now, there are two ways of doing that. One way of doing that is by making life as simple as possible for him. Like we explained before, that's the Ma'il of Makar Ba'Niyosa. However, if everybody in the kehillah is doing something one way and he gets his food a different way, so even if it may technically be simpler, but he's not going to feel good about it. He's not going to feel like a ben chayrin. He's going to feel like an ani. He's just getting tzedakah. He's just getting somebody else is taking care of him. He wants to be able to take care of himself. So therefore, the minig is always subject to the societal norms, the way people prepare for Pesach. So in the olden days, in times of Chazal, people had wheat, and they ground their wheat themselves, and they baked the matzah, and they did everything themselves. So what's the best way to make him feel like a mensch, to feel like a ben chayrin, is you give him wheat, and then he could do it like everybody else does. Later on in time, people stopped grinding wheat themselves, and people got kemach. They were commercial, industrial granaries, or grinding houses, where the wheat was ground, and you bought the wheat already ground. So then, if we're going to give him wheat, what's he going to do with it? He's going to have to go grind wheat. Nobody's doing that. Why should he have to do that? So then we say the Svar of Makab HaNayasa, you just make life difficult for him. Adam, make it easier. And there's no counter argument that he's going to be different than everyone else. Because no, nobody's grinding wheat. Oh, so we say Makab HaNayasa, give him the flour. Right. Later on in time, but at that time, people were still baking matzahs themselves in their own ovens. So therefore, the way that he should be like everyone else is you give him wheat, and you give him flour, and then he could bake matzah. Later in time, it changed. People stopped baking matzah at home. Matzahs were baked in a commercial setting. So therefore, what's he going to do with flour if you give it to him? He's going to have to go schlep to bake the matzah. That's not normal. Nobody does that. Nobody takes their flour. People just get matzah. Oh, so Zokta Kaf HaChayim, the Nahar Mitzrayim, the minig became to give matzahs. Because that's what everybody did. Everybody just got matzahs, so give him matzahs. That was okay, but that worked over there in Yerushalayim and Mitzrayim and whatever the kufa that was. But nowadays, nobody wants to just get matzah. People want to be able to go and buy matzah from wherever they choose, from whichever bakery, or maybe to be able to be mishtatav in a chabura and bake the matzah themselves, or however people want to get matzah. And people want the choice to be able to buy this matzah or that matzah, the different hidurim and different kinds of matzahs. Some people want to use afghan matzah, some people want to use afghan machine matzah, uchadayim, and it's different hidurim. So therefore, the minig became to give money. So that's what we do today. That way, he feels like a mensch, he's independent, he's a ben chayrin, and he could take the money and buy whatever matzah he chooses. So that's the pshat in the hishlashlos of the minhagim in Moish Chitim. Keeping the two things in mind, that number one, we want to make life easier for him, that's Makar Baniyasa. And number two, we want to be able to feel like a ben chayrin, and be able to be like everybody else. That's all the Moish Chitim. Mashenk in a regular tzedakah, all of this doesn't apply. However, like we said earlier, we still don't know why the Paiskim don't bring that at Seif Kol Seif still should be a Maila in regular tzedakah, saving him Tircha, as we see in this Gemara. V'adayin Tzorachim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.